It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Voters in Italy have handed Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi a stunning defeat. The country cast ballots this week in several referendums that would repeal laws passed by his government, including giving immunity from criminal trials to the prime minister and other officials. Berlusconi had urged citizens to stay home and boycott the vote. But as NPR's Silvia Pagioli reports, instead they turned out in record numbers.
As soon as polls closed, large crowds gathered at Rome's ancient Bocca della Verità, the mouth of truth. Cheers erupted when it was announced that turnout topped 57%, surpassing the quorum needed to validate the vote, the first time since 1995 the referendum quorum had been reached.
L'Italia sedesta! Sedesta!
Italy has woken up, they shouted. We are the quorum. Italians are the quorum. Giuseppe De Marzo is a member of the pro-referendum committee.
Una giornata straordinaria per la democrazia.
This is an extraordinary day for democracy, he says. We are reaffirming a fundamental principle. The rights of everyone are more important than the profits of a few. The defeat of the government of Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi was the second in as many weeks after his hand-picked candidates lost in local races in his home base of Milan and in Naples, races that Berlusconi had billed as a referendum on himself. Analyst Marco Travaglio says these two defeats show the media mogul turned politician may have lost his magic touch.
I protagonisti sono gli elettori che fanno come cavolo gli pare.
Italians voted according to their conscience, not how parties instructed them. This was the first election not dominated by television, but by the internet, Facebook, Twitter, and blogs.
In fact, Italy's three government-run TV networks and the three owned by Berlusconi himself more or less ignored the referendum campaign.
Quindi sono contro il nucleare.
Sì!
Sì.
That left the campaign to the internet with witty videos urging a yes vote, a sì, to repeal laws passed by the Berlusconi government on nuclear energy, privatization of water utilities, and a law giving the prime minister and other officials virtual immunity from prosecution. Each referendum was approved by around 95% of voters. Italy now becomes the second Western country after Germany to scrap nuclear energy following Japan's Fukushima disaster. Even before the polls closed, Berlusconi himself acknowledged the voters had spoken.
In view of the way Italians are voting today, we will have to say goodbye to the idea of nuclear power, and we will have to find a new energy policy.
And now, stripped of immunity, Berlusconi will no longer have an excuse not to show up in court in the three trials in which he faces charges of corruption, fraud, and paying a minor for sex and for abusing his office by trying to cover up the alleged crime. Analysts agree the high turnout is a sign of widespread disaffection with the government and anxiety about the future. The Italian economy has had hardly any growth in a decade. Italy has the third biggest public debt in the West, and one quarter of Italians under the age of 30 are jobless. Tax evasion is rampant, and corruption is so widespread that it keeps foreign investment at bay. And Berlusconi's key coalition partner, the Northern League, is angry that the prime minister has not delivered on his promises, more decentralized power and sharp tax cuts. Northern League official Matteo Salvini says his party is losing patience.
It's time for the government to stimulate the economy. We're not standing by idly. We have taken bad hits from the voters. And if the government doesn't change course, we're not going to stick with it anymore.
But up to now, the Northern League has been reluctant to pull the plug on the government. And as long as Berlusconi has a comfortable majority in parliament, the government, although weaker and weaker, is expected to survive. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.